This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Our text number, separate from the contest line, this is where you can send your comments and compliments. We'd love to hear from you.
I love it.
That's 800-400-3697. It's the same number you'd call if you were trying to, I don't know, sit there blinking while Nicole ignores it. Or maybe she picks up. I don't know. I don't know if she has time to actually pick up the phone line.
Do you ever pick up the phone?
Sometimes. Sometimes they call right when we're in the middle of a break. So
yeah,
I don't want to do that.
Doing that. Right.
Yeah. But Vinny, read the first text that popped up.
The first new one?
Yeah.
You read it because I'm on the other end of all the texts.
Oh,
you go.
It was just an update on the closeted gay guy who married his wife. This is what he says.
Oh my God.
I'm the 31 closeted gay who texted a few weeks ago. Thank you all for giving me the wake up call I needed. This past weekend, I left my marriage. It was, and then nothing else.
Oh, come on, system.
She just killed him.
She killed him. It's rolling in.
People are texting the code word to this line. This is not the line.
It's getting divided up.
Yeah, but it just goes, it was, and then nothing else.
So it's like a cliffhanger. This story goes back a few weeks when I forget what we were talking about specifically, but I'm assuming it was that there are still plenty of people out there, despite times having changed, that are living not their true life, not their true identity. And in this case, I've always been bothered by this fact. I think it's, you know, look, society has put people in this position, but I still don't think it's okay to use another human being and have this whole life going that isn't your life, that you're not.
She thinks she's married to a wonderful, loving husband.
He's a gay guy.
A beard. Right.
Right. And so the story was he texted in and said, "Oh, I'm married to a lady and only my best friend knows I'm gay." And it's heartbreaking for both of them, but mostly for her because he's using her. And she's not living a real life.
It's still not popping up.
I got it.
408, if you can email us, that'd be great.
Yeah, email us. Actually, that'd be
a great secret show topic.
It would be a great secret show topic.
It's amazing.
BRYN at RadioAlice.com.
I have prayed that this person would come to his senses and go to her and say, "I'm sorry this much time has passed. I have to be honest with you. I have to move on. And here's why."
Please read the text that just came in again.
I'm the 30 408 says, "I'm the 31 closeted gay who texted a few weeks ago. Thank you all for giving me the wake up call I needed. This past weekend, I left my marriage. It was dun dun dun.
It was
what?
The best thing that ever happened.
It was what?
Absolutely devastating. It was the end of me."
And all these texts keep on coming in, one.
Yeah,
I have to believe it was very difficult. I'm hoping that he understands that, you know, this is a person that loves you and thinks that you love her. And you may love her, but it's still not your true life that you're living.
The Bachelor coming out as gay.
Oh, The Bachelor came out as gay, right. Mm-hmm. You're soft.
Oh, is that what brought it up? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
The guy who was The Bachelor.
Colton Underwood?
Yes, Colton Underwood, who even stalked the girl that he was dating.
Which, there's something.
He's confused.
I'll keep watching.
Okay, yeah, keep watching. Yeah. I'll move on. So our text number again, 800-400-3697. 415 says, you have to live downtown in Walnut Creek. So nice to not have to drive anywhere.
Mm.
But the noise.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell him. You can't tell people.
Right.
It's his choice. He's going to pay for it. He's renting it. It's his decision. And I'm fine with him staying here, frankly.
510 says, hey, Sarah, Oakland has lots of new apartments in downtown Oakland, and they are close to BART. I like the area on Broadway near Sprouts Market.
We talked about that, too. Because he loved living in Berkeley, and so any place that's on a BART line where he could just, because the BART goes right to Walnut Creek, you could get right
Sarah's
off at
boy
his building.
Is getting ready to start his career.
Well, he's been working full time for them for the last year, so this will be him. He's about to start commuting.
Yeah, well, he's going to pack a lunch, and he's going to put on some clothes, and he's going to walk into the workplace, and he's going to have coworkers around.
His own desk, his own little workstation.
707 says he needs to do a test run commute on a weekday morning so he knows how long this is really going to take him to drive to work. That's 707. Yep. 707. No, he doesn't.
He does. He's going to. What? He's going to commute for a while and just see, because he also wants to talk to people there. Where are they living? You know, what do they think is fun?
Well, that's all good, but he doesn't need to do a test commute.
He just needs to commute.
Then be like, all right, I'm going to turn around and go home now.
Oh, no.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what lunatics do. What are you, crazy?
I know someone who does that. I want to just make sure I know how to get there.
I'm going to do a test drive in the middle of the rush hour traffic.
I've done that with a couple of my friends, actually.
Oh, yeah. Dear Lord. Coco.
Let's just see how this would be.
Yeah, I just go, because, well, we make a day out of it. Like, we go eat or something, but yeah.
So you drive there, see how it would be in the actual time. And
Where can we park? Where can this person park for work? And then we go eat and drive home.
Sarah, 408 is suggesting you should look at homes in La Mirinda, Lafayette, Orinda, and Moraga. Beautiful homes. You'd love it there.
Oh, I'm only kidding. I'm not moving.
Okay. I got the text.
There it is.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'll start from the top.
Go back to the beginning. Okay.
I'm the 31 closeted gay who texted a few weeks ago. Thank you all for giving me the wake-up call I needed. This past weekend, I left my marriage. It was the hardest thing I've ever done, but I also feel hope for the first time in my life. So that's nice.
See, aren't we?
Why did it last so long?
I don't know. We call it bad advice, but it's actually good advice. We're
very happy for you, 408.
And they're willing to call in too. Maybe we can have them.
Oh, really?
Oh,
let's have them on the secret show.
Absolutely,
secret show.
So as crushing as this will be for her, and it will be.
Yep.
She also will get to move on and have a shot at a life with someone who is not on doing stuff on the other, you know, on right. The, what do they call that? The down low?
DL.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know how everything's classified now, and I don't know all the classifications. But still, he's pursuing, you know, he's, anyway, that's great. I love it.
It is great. It's wonderful. And I would love to have him on The Secret Show. He can, of course, remain anonymous, although, at this point, let it all out.
I hope
go
he didn't say.
Little Nas X on us.
I hope he didn't say, "Wife, the people at Alice told me I have to leave our marriage."
Oh God! Don't blame us for your things.
We did not do that.
But
that's
if she wants
us.
To call in too, we'd love to have both of you on. Actually, I mean that'd be very interesting. Did you really have no clue? Did you not know this?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I really don't. You know, I know that I know someone whose marriage went sexless and it was his doing. Mm. He just didn't want to anymore. And they were together still for years before it finally ended. And I don't know why she would have sat there and not said, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
But, you know. There's all kinds of weird dynamics going on.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so true. And sometimes people stay because it's just easier.
I just love how they gave us an update. That's awesome.
I love it too.
So great.
Well, and we've been waiting.
Yeah, we have.
Definitely.
I've been holding out for that. I keep bringing it up for that reason because I want an update.
Right.
What I'm texting this person right now.
Great. Fantastic. Mm. I know who our guest is on Friday. Oh, so exciting. And if you have, I'm telling you, any problem, like, Look at us. All it took was four people with no vested interest in his problem to point out what he's doing, and we solved it. We solved this guy's life. You guys, let us solve your life, too.
It's for free.
Yep. Bryn at RadioAlice.com. B-R-Y-N at RadioAlice.com. Put bad advice or secret show in the subject line. Look at us doing good. Oh, pat on the back.
415 says, wow, I'd always assumed have a great Friday, you mother bleeper, was a clip from a movie. I just searched it, and after hearing you guys last week, that was spectacular.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
There's so much more to it.
Melting down. That's one person in real life coming undone.
You know, I can't believe I am such a good person.
There's apparently a girl on TikTok, and her mother was the catalyst for this whole thing. She was mad at her daughter for having an older boyfriend. She assumed it was the mayor of the town and told Maria Athens about it, not knowing that Maria had some kind of relationship with the mayor. Mm-hmm. And that's where this whole thing came from. But it's like a whole breakdown on TikTok. Like, if you've got an hour, you can do a deep dive on it and know mm-hmm. all the stuff.
The daughter was an escort.
But a kid.
Mm-hmm. A young girl.
And her mom finds out she's an escort. Can you imagine that? Probably good money in Alaska. Don't they say it's like a 10 to 1 boys to girls ratio?
Oh, yeah, probably.
You probably really rake it in.
415 says, teacher here, 13 school days left. But who's counting?
Sounds like you are. Mm-hmm. Way to go, girl. Or boy.
Vinny, I'm with you. It turns my stomach to see my kids on screens. I spent $10,000 on my four kids to be at day camps, and the older ones at day camps with overnight camp.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I feel that person, and I get that, you know, you're lucky you had the money. There's yep. a lot of people out there working with their kids at home, and the screen has to be used because mom has to do a meeting. Has to.
Right.
Like, I can't, you know, that's happening at our house. It just has to happen. And we're on the other side of that now. We're getting to a better spot. We've got some help coming back into the picture.
So great.
And it's good for everyone involved.
The world is getting normal.
I'm putting my 7-year-old in camp all 9 weeks for his sake and my sanity. I'm taking vacation while my kids are at camp to be alone.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God. Yes, I can totally see that.
It's funny because some people in the pandemic, they were alone the whole time, and they're like, oh, I can't wait to be with people. Other people are like, I want to be in a blank room with no one but me and a comfy bed to sleep on. We all had our own little pandemic experience.
Oh, this is a neat idea. 650 says, in regards to keeping your kids busy during summer without screens and saving your sanity, each summer at the beginning, we would put a huge long poster on the door and everyone would list a bunch of things they wanted to do. Then, when your kids are bored, you need to...
Oh, send them to the poster.
Yeah, it drops out there, but that's yeah, it's great. That is a great way to sort of have a bucket list.
Right.
And then maybe at the beginning, before they have too long to look at Disneyland, you go, that's not happening. So let me just cross that yeah. off there.
That'd be nice. Here's a
I don't need that sitting there teasing you all summer long.
Right. Because it's not going to happen. Although you guys are going to Disneyland, right? Or are you going to Alani?
We're going to Alani in later in the year, and I've heard from people who pre-booked Disneyland, and they're like, this is the best time ever to go. It's only open for Californians, so we didn't pre...
Oh, is it all filled up?
I'm sure it is. Yeah, we didn't do that, so we probably slept on it and got burned. Watch the video of the man trying to kidnap a little girl, and you may think twice about letting your kids play outside. Yeah. That's pretty. Yeah. That video is horrifying.
It is horrifying. I'm with you. Just the way that guy runs at her.
And yet, please go outside and play. Sorry.
Right.
I mean, stay in our neighborhood. Be right. around within you know, shouting
Stranger
distance.
Danger.
But yes, you need to absolutely. Sorry, you got to go play. Hey, Sarah, my niece used to work at Steve and Kate's in Mill Valley, and in fact, she used to babysit your boys, too. She opened a Steve and Kate's camp in Chicago, and she is now a director.
Wow.
Love you, and Vin.
Oh, that's so nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my kids loved that camp. Loved it. Couldn't wait to go. Jumped out of bed in the morning. Going to camp today? Yes, you are.
Is that right?
Yes, you are.
That's great.
Oh, my God. They loved it. We got to get there early so we can get a pancake. Or whatever the thing was to get, you know. Maybe a waffle or something. It was just great. Let's see all my friends. Sing karaoke.
562 says, Chaunch Escape got me, LOL. Good morning from Catrice and Alex.
Oh, Catrice and Alex. Yeah, we're talking about Lil Nas X had a wardrobe malfunction. He had his hand on his chaunch area most of the performance anyway, but you can see the surprise when it falls out the front of his pants. Not in view of the camera, but he's cupping it the rest of the time. Like, let's keep that a secret.
Yeah, good for quick thinking. Good job.
Yeah.
Very well done. You know those people when you're like, how don't they know they're hanging out? Isn't the fresh air somehow giving them an idea that there's something showing?
There's a certain kind of short that guys wear. That it's just, boy, if you're at the right angle. Wish I hadn't
seen that.
You get
exactly what you want to see?
No.
Oh. Oh.
It's like a big jumble of things up there. All kinds of things. It's just, usually it's a quick look and then you, oh, God. Close your legs, man spreader. Put some underwear on while you're at it.
Oh, come on.
No thanks.
All right. I'm completely out of time, unfortunately. Oh, and there she is.
V Hale is, she looks ready to wrangle.
Hi, V.
You are out of time, Vinny.
Yeah, I'm out of time. I love it.
The winning streak is over.
Smack talk.
Yeah.
She comes right in throwing down.
Just kidding. I told you I'm good at ish talking, but once we play the game, you'll probably win. It's fine.
We'll find out right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome, V Hale. We're about to turn things over to you, but not before you get spanked soundly from behind from our friend Vinny.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily true.
Are we breaking out a paddle? Monday morning. We got to.
V, let me ask you a couple questions if I could.
Okay.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah? What'd you do? Anything nice? You have a nice meal or you meet a boy or girl, whatever you like? I don't know.
Did meet a boy. We did a nice happy hour Friday.
Mm-hmm. We had a great time.
Yeah. And then Saturday we just grilled at my best friend's house.
You and the boy?
No.
Oh,
my best friend's house.
I'm not sure if I'm reading you correctly. So you played Hide the Weenie on Friday night, but then he was out of there Saturday. Get out of here, you.
Sure. You know what? I think that's the story you want, Vinny. So that's
no,
what
we're
it's easier.
I'm just trying to. What? Yep.
Hmm? Yeah. Yeah, Friday got crazy. A little bow, chicka, bow, bow.
And then, good.
Kicked him out Saturday.
Okay.
Nice, V.
There you go.
All right.
Good time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm high-fiving you,
Vinny.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, it's a 3-5. It's a 3-5. Okay.
Being the center. Okay.
Way to go, V.
All right.
I tried.
Too bad we're not doing a secret show today. We can find out what really happened.
She'll join us Friday, though. We can.
Oh, this Friday?
Oh, great. Friday. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, good. V Hale on the secret show.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
I can't think of any questions.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I believe it.
I feel you're going to, like, break out a little book and be like...
I don't need a book. Don't worry. I never run out. Ever.
Okay.
Right, can't Sarah? Worry.
That is correct.
Right.
All right. V Hale versus V Hassan. I'm using the kids' cards from Trivial Pursuit Family Version. Yell out your answers. Once you've answered, if you're wrong, the other person has a chance to steal. Question one. What animal... are Easter cakes in Italy often shaped like?
Bunnies.
That's correct. Oh, imagine that. Snap. I thought it was a trick question.
Vinny, I know, that's why I stopped. Vinny, are you, you're not just letting.
No, I didn't. I listened to the, I was actually like, okay, it's not a bunny. So let me think. A chick? I was going to say a chick.
Mm. I know. Right. Because bunny would be the obvious one. Animal. Okay. Next question. Which obnoxious twosome is in a book by Roald Dahl? Is it the dweebs, the twits, or the dorks? Which obnoxious twosome is in a book by Roald Dahl?
A, Bob.
The dweebs? Oh, I'm sorry, no.
All right.
Can you read the options again?
Sure. The dweebs, the twits, or the dorks?
The twits.
The twits is correct. Oh, my God. Oh! Vanessa is 2 for 2. Oh, all that smack talking.
I remember
game is this.
You
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm so happy for you right now.
I know.
Thanks, guys. I really feel it, too.
I'm actually stunned.
Me too. It's okay, on. Sarah. You're not alone.
All right. What European cities' houses were the first to boast numbers to ease mail delivery? I'm looking for a European city. The houses there had the first mail numbers.
How is this a kid's question?
Don't ask me. Think of
Rome.
I'm sorry, not Rome. Good guess. European city. You're on the right track.
Come on. Just read it one more time.
Okay.
Just read it one more
sure.
time.
What European city had houses that were the first to boast numbers to ease mail delivery? And it wasn't Rome.
Greece.
No. I was looking for a city. I was looking for a
European
city.
Okay.
It was Paris.
Oh, okay. Paris.
Doesn't matter. You're two up. You're up.
Yeah,
two.
Okay.
What two-word term usually refers to foods whose main ingredient is sugar or fat? What two-word term usually refers to foods whose main ingredient is sugar or fat?
Candy.
Pre-diabetic.
Junk food.
Oh.
And candy's one word, isn't it?
What do you call... There's only two left, and you can tie this.
Okay.
What do you call a young goose? No guess, Vanessa? Or are you waiting for Vinny?
Well, I'm going to guess. I mean, I don't. Read the question again.
What do you call a young goose?
Baby
a goo.
Goose.
A gosling.
Nah.
And finally, what sports players wear pants held up by suspenders and stockings attached to garter belts?
Baseball players.
Nope. What sports
didn't they
players?
Back in the day?
I don't know, maybe.
I'm going to say lumberjacks.
It's hockey players, guys. Hockey. Ah. Hockey players.
Oh, God.
By a score Lumber of two to nothing. It's a shutout for V. Hale. I better scratch that victory point.
Oh,
V. Hale is on the
you know
board.
Hockey? Wait a minute.
You legitimately won today, and I don't want to hear another word about it.
That.
You did great. I'm happy for you, and I like that we got a contest now. It's good.
I don't believe this.
It's legit.
Well, it's true. It just happened.
Yeah.
V. Hale, I can understand why you're so flabbergasted.
No, because he knows hockey. This is why
it wouldn't have brought me into the game at all anyway. Why
yeah,
wouldn't I guess right? I still would
have
lost by one, even if I'd have gotten that one right. Doesn't
matter.
But now
it's a shutout. You shut him out.
You crushed. You did great.
You are now.
See, I can't even get excited.
You're
now
in the driver's seat.
Don't
be
suspicious.
Do you have some words of inspiration for the Bay Area?
Look at this week ahead. Over the weekend, you got some, and here you are getting a win to start on a Monday.
Dude,
it's an incredible time.
Dude, you want me to get laid more than I want to get laid. Weird about that.
I like
We're
people to be happy.
This.
I want you to be happy. Mm. I've seen some of your posts. They make me nervous. You need some nuts.
You know
it's
what
fine.
I want to say? Bend over, Vinny, because it's time for me to spank you, sweet cakes.
Yeah.
Let's get this over with.
Let's get this over with, Vin.
I haven't had a spanking from a lady before. I may like this. This could be good.
I, for some reason, doubt that. I think you have and maybe don't remember.
Well,
he blocks
definitely
it out.
Had some drinking days. You and I have that
exactly
in common.
Exactly my point. Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Congratulations, V. Hale, on your very first win. It only took you 8 games to get it. Far fewer than your guess. That I said 17, and you're just, woo, look at you go. Look at this.
Guys.
There you
look
are.
Look at this Monday.
On the page right
look
there.
Look at me on there. Look at that little check.
Look at your little check mark
Isn't
there.
Isn't she cute?
You're
Isn't
starting to roll. Oh,
Vanessa's
let's
on
see
there.
It.
On
let's,
a roll.
Let's keep it going, V.
All right. Take over. Take this baby out into the afternoon. You've got
to get crazy.
You got some Gwen Stefani stuff, too. You're getting people registered mm-hmm. for the trip to see her in Vegas. That's exciting.
1205, people. Listen for that code word, darn it.
All right. We'll check you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Not you. We're not checking you tomorrow. You can cut right. it out before.
Bye.
Cut a commercial.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.